Hello from the BBC. I'm Rich Preston with an update on the war in Ukraine. It's 90 days since Russia invaded. Fighting has been raging in Ukraine's Donbass, an eastern region which sits on the border with Russia. Russian forces are focusing their firepower on the city of Severodonetsk, once home to a population of about 100,000. The BBC's Joe Inwood sent this report from Ukraine.
Now, we understand from the governor of Luhansk region has said on Telegram in the last few hours that there are now 25 battalion tactical groups of Russian forces, each one of those up to 900 men, that are surrounding this city. So they're really pushing in on it. What they're doing is they're trying to cut off the supply lines to the defenders of Severodonetsk, come from the south, come from the north, encircle this large collection of Ukrainian forces and create essentially a siege. One, the phrase that was used recently was that they're trying to create a new Mariupol, a reference to, of course, the port city that was subject to that brutal siege, and the fear is that a similar fate is awaiting the defenders of Severodonetsk.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba described the offensive in Donbass as ruthless, calling it the largest battle on European soil since the Second World War. Mr. Kuleba also repeated calls for Ukraine's allies to speed up deliveries of weapons. That comes as Poland has announced it plans to buy six more US Patriot missile systems, which it sees as vital for its air defences. Our correspondent in Poland is Adam Easton.
The US-made Patriot air defence system can track and knock out ballistic missiles launched by an aggressor. It will help protect Polish skies, the defence minister said. The purchase requires political agreement from Washington, and delivery of the hardware would take several years. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine has confirmed a long-held belief in Warsaw. Moscow poses a threat to the region, and Poland needs greatly improved air defence capabilities.
Poland agreed a more than $4.5 billion deal to buy two Patriot missile batteries 4 years ago. In March of this year, Washington deployed more missiles to areas in the east of Poland, which are being used as a logistics hub for defence and humanitarian aid for Ukraine and are currently home to several thousand US troops. Russia's invasion has been high on the agenda at the World Economic Forum taking place in Davos, Switzerland. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, told the gathering that Russia is confiscating grain and blockading ships in areas it controls.
Ukraine is one of the world's most fertile countries. Today, Russia's artillery is bombarding grain warehouses in Ukraine, deliberately. And Russian warships in the Black Sea are blockading Ukrainian ships full of wheat and sunflower seeds. Global wheat prices are skyrocketing, and it's the fragile countries that suffer the most.
The war in Ukraine has also been discussed by the so-called Quad Group, made up of the US, India, Australia and Japan, which has been meeting in Tokyo. Here's what President Biden had to say.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue. The fact is that if you turn on the television, you'll see what Russia's doing now. It appears to me that Putin is just trying to extinguish a culture.
Meanwhile, in Russia itself, Vladimir Putin's most vocal critic, Alexei Navalny, has told a Moscow court that President Putin is a madman who started what he called a stupid war in Ukraine based on lies. Mr. Navalny appeared via video link from prison in an unsuccessful appeal against the latest sentence imposed upon him. Here's our Europe regional editor, Danny Eberhard.
Alexei Navalny shows no sign of being cowed, despite having been held in jail since the beginning of last year. He was behind bars even on the video link. He lost his appeal against an extra 9-year sentence for fraud and contempt handed down in March. But it was a chance to speak out against President Putin, a system he said was built on fear, and the war in Ukraine. Mr. Putin would, he predicted, suffer a historic defeat. Mr. Navalny will now be transferred to a much stricter penal colony. His supporters warn the reported destination is monstrous, linking it to torture and abuse.
Those are the latest developments on day 90 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.